461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk.
This is The Truth, 91.7.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. As we face the issues, let me remind you, perhaps you're just tuning in, perhaps you've not heard the broadcast before, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the truth book. We can lay aside all denominational dogma, all philosophical rhetoric, all political politics and political jargon, and simply let the events in the world speak through the prism of the Word of God. God's Word, you see, from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22, is God's progressive revelation of Himself to man. We're seeing in the Bible, from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22, what God has done in the past, what He's doing in the present, what He shall do in the future. I always recommend, if you want to know what's happening locally, nationally, internationally, globally, look at the Word of God. Look at what is happening. Look at the events through the prism of the Scripture. God's Word is truth. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus speaking to His disciples made a statement. He said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of any other culture, any other time in the history of the world that truth is any more needed than it is right now. But listen, John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God. The Bible says, thy word is truth. And Jesus Christ is the Logos of God, the Word of God, and Jesus is truth, stands for truth. Need no modification, no changing, no seeking out to find an error and replacing it with an updated version. Very recently, a loose-likes, lost liberal female preacher said that we find errors in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Both the Old Testament and the New Testament have things being said today that we know is not applicable to today's society. We need to cast both the Old and New Testament aside and just rewrite a new one that's fitting for today's world. Now, the lunacy is seen in the statement alone. But if you look at the denominational background and so forth, you understand where that's coming from. Ladies and gentlemen, when we understand what the Scripture says, we need to stand on truth. It's the truth of the Word of God. It was the secularist of yesteryear, George Orwell, that made a statement. I'm not applauding George Orwell, his dystopian novel entitled 1984, published about the latter part of the 40s, 47, 48, 49, if I'm not mistaken. In that dystopian novel, Orwell said this, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find in society today, there's a detesting of truth. There's a rejection of truth. There's a standard remonstration against truth. I go back to an article that I find speaks volumes. Title of the article says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. The beginning of the article, it states this. Webster's Dictionary says, truth is the body of real things, real events, real facts, actualities, the state of being, in fact, the case. But according to this research, 55% of millennials say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, in the article, it states that each of the millennials say this 55%. Each person determines their own version of truth. In fact, it goes on to say each one can believe and pick what he chooses to like and to embrace as truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the church's responsibility in standing for truth. I couldn't say it any better than what I found a number of years ago, written by former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. DeMint, the headline says, warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what DeMint said. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, as we're witnessing in the modern world with the implosion of the New Testament church, the Bible calls it apostasy, the falling away. As we witness that increasing, we're witnessing the increase of every other demonic source in the world coming in to fill the void where the church ought to be taking a stand. I believe it's time for the church to recognize what's happening in our world. I believe it's time for the church to recognize Christians, conservatives, patriots, pastors. We need to recognize what's happening in our world and stand for truth. Stand up for truth. I go back to the statement that was so profound made by Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. Jan Hus said this, faithful Christians seek the truth. Listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day. I believe as Christians, we need to seek the truth, learn it, live it, love it, tell it, and stand for it even to death. That's exactly what Jan Hus did. As he was being burned by the stake, according to history, he screamed out, truth shall prevail. Ladies and gentlemen, in the society in which we're living, we need to re-embrace truth in our nation. It is needed, especially if I can put this little parenthetical footnote in, especially in these days where there's so much untruth. In fact, I've been watching with amazement some of the political races across America. Several states had their primaries just yesterday. And I was amazed at the number of those candidates, some of those candidates from the left, some of the things they were saying, telling, and touting as being real. For the most part, were fabrications, prevarication, or if you call it the truth, they were calling it lies. They were telling lies and expecting someone, enough voters to believe it, to vote for them. This is the reason I've said, and I'll restate this time and time again in the days to come. As we lead up to the November election, we need to vet the candidates, know what they are, who they stand, what they stand for, what they've done, look at the past history, and determine who we're going to vote for. And not just vote down party line, not just vote based on how the person looks or how he talks, not just based on the political rhetoric or the slick Madison Avenue mega million dollar ads, but what is that person really going to do in the protection of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, and the protection of our nation and our borders. Those are the things. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, where is that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about a subject today, an issue today, that's a little rare, a little unusual. The issue today is a strange, uncurable malady gripping our land. A strange, uncurable malady gripping our land. By the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We'd love to have you pick up the telephone, dial that telephone number. The call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. A strange, uncurable malady that seems to be gripping our land. Ladies and gentlemen, most all of us have heard about, talked about, lived through several pathogens in the last number of years. We've all witnessed the effect of COVID. I don't have to go into major details about that. I'll be talking with Dr. Reed Sheftall again one broadcast this week as we get into some of the depths of the what has been uncovered today about COVID. We all recognize how dangerous it was. We all recognize the deadliness of it. We all understand that there are some major things covered up, and Sir Anthony Fauci and some of the things that he had done in cooperation with the Big Pharma for M-O-N-E-Y. But we've all heard and seen COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, most of us have heard about Ebola. It's taking place now on the continent of Africa. Mega thousands of people are dying. I believe they said the death rate is some 35% to 40% of Ebola. Most all have heard about the monkey pox. There was a scare, an attempt to frighten America with monkey pox. Then we've heard the bird flu, the swine flu, the measles, chicken pox. And recently there was an attempt to frighten Americans with what was called the hantavirus. Ladies and gentlemen, the virus that kept a shipload of people out in the sea, out in the ocean, I think it was about a month before finally they were allowed to disembark the pastures on another, at another nation, not in America. And they had to stay quarantined. Some of them may still be quarantined. Had to stay quarantined for quite some time. Ladies and gentlemen, we've all experienced the flu. We've experienced the common cold. For the most part, there's a known cure. Hear what I'm saying. I could sit here and we could talk about the different viruses, the different pathogens. By the way, all of that's part and parcel of the last days, according to Matthew chapter 24, where there will be the different diseases. We're witnessing that today. And for the past 50, 7,500 years, there have been the different pathogens. But ladies and gentlemen, today there's a brand new, let me pause for a moment, there's a new raging pathogen, a virus, that has invaded the lives of millions of otherwise unsuspecting victims. Listen, what does this malady do? What does this pathogen do? What is visible in the person that has contracted this disease, this pathogen, this virus that's invaded their lives? The malady, ladies and gentlemen, has been found. Listen, this malady, this strange, uncurable malady, pathogen, virus, ladies and gentlemen, it's been found in groups of old people, young people, couples, across all ethnic lines, all ethnic groups. This virus, based on observation and response emotionally, physically, and spiritually, we've seen it transiting all age groups, all cultures across America. Listen, this ailment appears to have no known cure. Multitudes of individuals are right now dying and yet not finding out this was a pathogen, an ailment, a virus that had invaded their brain, their mind, their heart. Ladies and gentlemen, you might say, what are some of the other evidences of this pathogen, this virus, this strange, uncurable malady? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, hang on. We'll get to the point in a moment. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Listen, this ailment appears to have no known cure. Multitudes of individuals are suffering with it today, suffering a life of frustration, a life of disappointment, a life of being ill at ease, a life of being on the edge at all times. This ailment causes people who otherwise appear to be healthy, that appear to be well and sane, but unseen by the natural eye, ladies and gentlemen, is a lurking malady that appears to be eating away at the brain, affecting every thought, affecting the mindset, and most of the individual actions, ladies and gentlemen, are seen. This malady causes major difficulty in their lives. This malady that infects some in a family and not others. This malady that infects some groups and not others. This malady that seems to affect only a certain segment of society in America. And it causes school teachers to post death threats online for the president. This malady, ladies and gentlemen, causes people to want to assassinate Ivana Trump. She's targeted for assassination. This article reads, he made a pledge to kill Ivanka and even had a blueprint of her Florida home, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today Trump derangement syndrome. Trump derangement syndrome. Had you guessed it? Had you figured it out? I'm going to read an article before we get into the depth and the breadth and the other aspects of TDS. Headline, Trump treating stupidity is really hard. Dr. Oz weighs in on Trump derangement syndrome. Dr. Mehmet Oz, administrator of the Centers for the Medicare and Medicaid Services, took questions from reporters in the White House briefing room on Tuesday, including one about what many simply refer to as TDS. Near the end of the briefing, TV reporter asked Oz, do you have any medical advice for the Americans out there who are suffering from the very serious ailment called Trump derangement syndrome? Oz responds, it's disheartening to see people lost in that way, Oz remarked, but treating stupidity is really hard, end quote. But ladies and gentlemen, this unusual syndrome, this unusual, strange, uncurable malady, this unusual permeating the mind and the brain and the heart and the reflexes, the responses and the mindset seems to have no cure. Now, I'm going to get to the bottom line during the course of this broadcast. There is a cure. It's in the scripture. We're going to talk about the cure. But we're talking about now the consequences. We're talking about now what we see as the characteristics of this new strange uncurable malady, this uncurable disease that permeates so many in America today. Listen, this TDS, this Trump derangement syndrome, causes people to want to kill, causes people to want to post online death threats. In fact, recently in Texas, a school superintendent had posted online something about assassinating or killing or slaughtering President Trump and other MAGA followers, and was summarily fired. What caused that person to do it? The mind and the brain and the anything that we'll call intellect and emotion at that point in time was under the total domination and control of what the Bible refers to as evil spirits, demons. Yes, there are demons in the world today. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:10 and following, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, wickedness, and high places. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about the hierarchy of the demon spirits that are actively involved in the world today. In fact, I'm looking at a headline. Nothing to see here. U.S. Senator Warren, school board president, is calling for the murder of Trump. It's another case of cryptic 8647. And a U.S. senator says it's coming from the president of a school board who is calling for the murder of President Donald J. Trump. I'm just going to call her first name Judy. President of the school board in Kirkwood, Missouri, who used the numeric terms for some feel it is a call to assassinate. Nothing to see here. Just the president of the Kirkwood, Missouri school board calling for the murder of President Trump, the President of the United States. No news coverage about it. Just the casual acceptance of the Luigi left's assassination culture. This person did not use the words such as kill or murder or assassinate in relation to Trump. The term 8647 is believed to be an open call to assassinate the 47th president. Former FBI agent, FBI Director James Comey is facing criminal charges for his famous Instagram seashell posting with those numerical numbers potentially signaling would-be potential political assassination. James Comey's beach fine, a message of 86th President 47 Donald Trump. Federal prosecutors say the post is a serious expression of an intent to do harm to the president, and Comey faces up to 10 years in prison if he is convicted of the crime. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about today, and it's a little backhanded approach to get into the subject. I understand that, but I wanted to bring our attention to the fact that we have a nation that's suffering from an incurable malady, disease, virus that affects the mind, the heart, the brain, and it's of demonic sources. So from a human perspective, from a medical perspective, there's no cure for it. I'm looking at another headline. TikTok assassin wannabe urging Trump supporters to be shot on sight. Tampa, Florida, a Florida woman who created TikTok videos urging MAGA supporters of President Donald Trump to be shot on sight is now learning the specific consequences of her action. She's 41 years old from Sarasota, Florida, has been found guilty of interstate communication of a threat to injure after posting a disturbing video on August the 17th in which she put a mortal target on everyone who wants to make America great again. She has now been sentenced to 14 months in federal prison. Put them back in the basements. This is some of her statements. Put them back in the basements. Make them scared again. Make them recognize they're racist, homophobics, and they're awful blankety blankety blank. MAGA people deserve to be terrified, scarred for life, afraid to walk in the streets, because they should know that real Americans are going to kill them, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, what would possess a person of any stripe politically? What would possess a person of any age or any ethnic group to make such a statement? And I'm using the term very carefully, possess. What would possess them to do so? It is because of the possession of the heart and the mind. Have you ever seen anybody that you thought something of, that you looked at with a little respect, and then at some point in time you see them hear or say something, you hear them say or do something, and you say, whatever possessed them to do that? That's the right term, because at that moment, their mind, their heart, the emotions possessed by evil spirits, demonic spirits, that's forcing them, causing them to do things that in a sane mind they would probably not do. This is the reason when I read the article a moment ago, where it was Dr. Oz talked about what is happening and the results when he was asked what is the cure. He said, no cure. He used the term that is, let me read it again. It's disheartening to see people lose their way, Dr. Oz said. Treating stupidity is really hard. And that was a statement made from a medical doctor in relationship to what is taking place with the Trump derangement syndrome. What say you? What's the cure for TDS? Have you seen anybody? Have you talked with anybody that has TDS? Have you seen anybody that has TDS? Have you understood what is taking place? What questions, what comments, what input do you have to say in relationship to that subject, that question? Telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. Do you think TDS is a problem? Is TDS curable? What is the cure for TDS? Those with TDS syndrome, by the way, Trump derangement syndrome, they want to kill babies. Those that are possessed by the Trump derangement syndrome want to embrace the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. Those with the Trump derangement syndrome want to butcher healthy bodies of young girls and young boys for transitioning. Those with Trump derangement syndrome, ladies and gentlemen, anything that Trump does is bad. Anything that Trump says is wrong. Anything that Trump attempts to do to help America, to bless America, to be a benefit to America, is automatically considered wrong. This is the reason we've had, just in the duration of Trump's new term in office, 4 or 5 assassination attempts. And I understand multitudes that's been quelled behind the scenes that were not brought to the forefront of the news media. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what is taking place. I believe we have Matthew on the line. Matthew, go over with the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. You ask what the cure is? Well, I think there's two cures, and either one of them is going to probably hurt them equally. I think we need to set them down and read them the Bible front cover to the back of it. I think that's what we need to do, but that still probably wouldn't cure them unless we cast the demons out of them. So it's that or, you know, like it was the Old Testament, you know, take their life. I really believe that's the cure, because they've got a demon in them that they can't get rid of.
Matthew, brother, you're exactly right. In fact, when you look at the gospel according to Mark, Mark's gospel,
that's right,
in the 5th chapter and the 7th chapter, you'll find in Mark's gospel, you'll find where one man had demons, and when the demons were cast out, there were enough demons in that one man to go into 2,000 pigs.
The Gadarene.
That's the Gadarene maniac, and cause those 2,000 pigs to rush over the embankment and commit sewer pipe, if you will. That was the first evidence of, deviled ham that you find any place in the Bible. And it's needed today, and it's the only way that that can be done is by prayer and fasting according to the Word of God. It is to cast the demons out. Now, my question, Matthew, and we won't elongate this, we're at the hard break for the news, can a person have demons cast out that's not aware demons are there? Can a person have demons cast out without saying, can you cast demons out of someone without them wanting you to? Is it something can be done, or is it something that must be done through the power of the Holy Spirit of God working in the Lord Jesus Christ? Matthew, our time is up for the top of the hour news, but God bless you and thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. We'll be right back right after the news.
Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.